I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. A ceasefire between Israel and Islamic Jihad militants in the Gaza Strip appears to be holding, despite reports of minor breaches on both sides. The Israeli army said two rockets were fired into southern Israel from the territory within an hour of the truce coming into effect and said they had responded with airstrikes. Yolande Nell reports from Jerusalem.
Just before this truce was due to come into effect, and even in the minutes afterwards, both sides kept firing. Heavy barrages of Palestinian rockets set off warning sirens in southern Israel, close to Gaza and the suburbs of Tel Aviv. Israel's military announced its airstrikes had hit operational command posts of Islamic Jihad. According to a text from Egyptian intelligence seen by the BBC, Palestinian militants and Israel have now agreed to stop actions targeting civilians and other individuals.
One of Sudan's most prominent singers, Shaden Gardoud, has been killed in crossfire just outside the capital, Khartoum. Gardoud often made live videos on Facebook talking about the clashes between the Sudanese army and RSF paramilitaries. Her death comes just a day after the warring parties signed a deal to try to put an end to civilian suffering. Tensions are high and security's been stepped up in Turkey ahead of Sunday's crucial presidential election. The Interior Ministry says around 600,000 security personnel will be deployed across the country during the voting. Ola Girin is in Ankara.
This may be the most momentous election in Turkey's recent history. Voters in this polarised country are facing a stark choice. They can continue with their authoritarian Islamist leader, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, or choose a secular democrat, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. He has urged election observers to watch over every ballot box and guard against interference. Mr. Kılıçdaroğlu has also accused Russia of trying to influence the outcome, which the Kremlin denies.
Police in Kenya have exhumed 22 more bodies from mass graves in a forest in the southeast of the country. A religious cult leader, believed to be responsible for leading the victims to their deaths, remains in police custody. Temesan Debasai reports.
As forensics teams continue to dig, more bodies are being found. This latest discovery brings the total number of victims of a starvation cult led by Paul McKenzie to 201. McKenzie allegedly ordered his followers to starve themselves and their children to death so they could go to heaven before the end of the world. The Kenyan president, William Ruto, has appointed a commission of inquiry to investigate the deaths and a task force to review regulations governing religious organizations.
World news from the BBC. At a meeting with the Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, at the Vatican, Pope Francis has stopped short of directly condemning Russia's invasion, despite a request to do so by Mr. Zelensky. The Pope did stress the urgent need for humanitarian gestures to help the innocent victims of the conflict. Earlier, Mr. Zelensky met Italian leaders who said Italy would provide Kiev with all the assistance it needed. Polls will open shortly in Thailand for national elections, which are expected to see the country's conservative military-backed government replaced by the pro-democracy opposition. Early voting last week put the Pheub Thai Party, backed by a billionaire businessman living in exile, firmly in the lead. The ruling coalition is led by a former army chief. He first seized power in a 2014 coup before being elected prime minister 5 years later. The mayor of the western Ukrainian city of Ternopil says it was attacked by Russian missiles. It took place just before Ukraine's entry for the Eurovision Song Contest, who come from the city, took to the stage in Liverpool. The English city hosted Eurovision on behalf of last year's winners, Ukraine. Sweden's act Loreen won the contest with her song Tattoo. One of the favourites going into the competition, she had a strong lead after the jury vote. Mariam Ashiri was there.
One point, Finland was in the lead, but at the very last minute, Sweden's audience votes were counted. They needed 187 points to beat Finland, and they got over 200 points. So, history is made. Loreen, a Eurovision legend, already the queen of Eurovision, is now a two-time winner. Only Johnny Logan from Ireland has done that before. This also means that Sweden is now a seven-time winner of the Eurovision, and that puts it again on an equal footing with Ireland.
BBC News.